Well, a firefighter has died battling the wildfires in California. Those fires have claimed dozens of lives so far all along the West Coast. Many people are missing. Let's start there with Femi Okeh, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English, who's been monitoring how the news is filtering through social media. Hi, Femi.
Hi there, Jeremy.
So those fires have forced so many residents in California, Oregon, and Washington to evacuate their homes. What are you seeing on social media?
A lot of dramatic stories, and not just the pictures of the orange smoke-choked skies, but also a lot of information that is wrong. And authorities are battling this bad information. For instance, Medford Police in Oregon found a story and they put false in big red letters right across it. And they said, we did not arrest this person for arson. No one affiliated with Antifa or the Proud Boys. Please flag or ignore this post if you see it. Thank you. An actual firefighter jumped on TikTok to say the reason why you're only seeing the fires up to a certain point is not because of some big conspiracy and they're only happening in California. It's because of the data that's being used for different kinds of maps. Another one for the authorities, Jackson County Sheriff's Office Police. Do your part, verify information you hear through official sources and don't spread rumors. Jeremy, I could do the whole segment with all of the police officers and the sheriff's offices saying, please don't spread these rumors. They are wrong. They are spending almost, it seems, as much time as chasing the rumors as they are trying to put out the fires.
You know, we think about social media as a way to help people get information, more information in times like this. And obviously, it's also used to spread a lot of disinformation. Let's talk about another item here. Earlier this week, celebrities like Kim Kardashian and Katy Perry were among those to freeze their social media accounts for one day. What was the purpose of that? And was it effective?
The whole idea of Stop Hate for Profit campaign is to get big name celebrities to jump off Facebook and Instagram, because what their larger, broader campaign is to do is to try and stop hate speech, try and stop bad information spreading on Facebook and Instagram. And they are holding Facebook's feet to the fire, metaphorically, because they're saying, this is your platform. You should be able to police it, to check it. And the way we're going to try and hit you and impact you is by reducing the revenue you have. Now, basically, Facebook is doing really well this year financially. So this campaign hasn't made an impact in terms of Facebook's bottom line. But there is a bigger issue behind this, is that should our social platforms like Facebook and Instagram be the place where hate speech thrives? That is the point of the campaign.
Femi, actor and comedian Paul Rudd made a PSA video about wearing a face mask. Let's take a listen to that.
My name is Paul, and I'm 6 feet tall almost, and I wear my mask, and it's all I ask that you wear your mask. Please wear your mask. Just wear a mask. Just wear a mask. It's easy. It's simple. Please. It's not hard. People are dying. Hundreds of thousands of people are dying, and it's preventable.
You know, it's interesting to hear an actor like Paul Rudd do that, like feel that he has to be the one to tell people to wear masks. What's going on here?
Sponsored by New York State, so the governor, Andrew Cuomo, asked Paul Rudd to do this. And what they're doing is playing on a couple of things that are really well known if you live on social media a lot. Paul Rudd, social media is obsessed with how young he continues to look. He doesn't seem to age. So making fun of basically Paul, he's kind of like dad's age, pretending to be a millennial. So trying to get younger people to laugh them into wearing a mask. So maybe it will have an impact. It's certainly funny. Just look up hashtag wear mask and Paul Rudd and you can see it for yourself.
Femi, I have to tell you about the funniest thing that I saw on social media this
week,
because it was really good. It's somebody came up with accordion Trump, and basically because he makes these hand gestures when he talks and he moves his hands out and then in and out and then in, they put an accordion in his hands and then they've put together this video. Take a listen, because you can hear it. You can't see it, but you can hear a little bit right here.
To be honest, I think if he did have something, they would have released it. They would have been glad to release it. I don't want to take advantage of something. I have something that others
don't have. So he's just moving his hands in and out as he does it. I mean, it is. We'll post it at herenow.org.
That goes down really well on radio, Jeremy, but I know you're posting.
Femi Okeh, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English. Thanks, Femi.
Take care, Jeremy. You're welcome.